heart to break. Shame has no choice but to leave in your presence. Fear has no choice but to bow. Chains have no choice but to break. Shame has no choice but to leave in your presence. Fear has no choice but to bow. Chains have no choice but to break. Shame has no choice but to leave in your presence. Fear has no choice but to bow. Chains have no choice but to break. Shame has no choice but to leave in your presence. So let the Spirit rise up.
Victory. You know that kind of yell, like it's like completely unabandoned. If you like, if someone did a slow motion on your face, it would just look absolutely ridiculous because you just don't care, right? You know what I'm talking about? That kind of celebration, that kind of excitement of something just happened that was something that you wanted really badly. And I just think we need to have a celebration, not yet, but I want to do some kind of celebration, scream and yell tonight. And some of us are going to do this before a victory tonight. But I promise you tonight a victory is happening because Jesus is a pursuer. God is a pursuer. And when something breaks off of your life, it's so powerful. Generational curses are breaking tonight. Generational curses of disease, of depression, of anxiety. I was hearing this afternoon that some of you have still been having these panic attacks because you've never been to something like this. Jesus is good. And the heart of the Father for you, He is kind. He's patient. He's not going to rush you into something. But sometimes you just have to take a step of faith forward to say, you know what, this is something that I want. I want breakthrough in my life. I want to know Jesus like this. I want to worship with unabandoned. I want to lift my hands and feel something. You're feeling something in this room tonight because the Spirit of God is real and He cares about you and He's for you and He sees you tonight. So here's what I want to do. I just want to declare some things over our spirit, way outside of what we understand. And this is going to be a faith thing for some of you. And for some of you, you've already had some breakthroughs, so it's going to be a shout of victory from that side of it. But can we do this tonight? I think that something's about to shift in this room. And we're about to worship Jesus more than we've ever worshiped Him because something's about to break. Are you ready? Because of the name of Jesus, fear has to bow. Because of the name of Jesus, chains have to break. And because of the name of Jesus, shame can't stay, it has to go. So on the count of three, we're gonna begin. I'm so excited, I can't talk. On the count of three, I just want us to just begin screaming and lifting the name of Jesus, okay? Are you ready? And I want you to do this even if it feels uncomfortable, because everyone's gonna do it, it's gonna be awesome. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Chains have no choice but to break. Shame has in your presence.
Yeah. Fear has no choice but to bow. Chains have no choice but to break. Shame has no choice.
Chains have no choice.